can't go out. I'm sick.
Boo, you whore.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Outgoing Without Going Out. I'm Lexi, and it's just me this week. It is World's Week for Gabby, so I figured I would do a little solo podcast. I have so much to talk to you guys about the music festival in Texas that we went to last weekend, and because it's festival season in general, I feel like why not talk about my first music festival? And I have a lot of crazy stories from that weekend. And then I figured I'd catch up with just sort of how I'm feeling, what's going on this upcoming weekend, because I'm traveling again, and just kind of chat with you guys. So I figured I would do a solo episode, and then I think Gabby is going to do a solo episode or an episode with my mom or someone from her cheer organization about Worlds, because I cannot believe it is Worlds Week already. But I feel like she'll have a lot to talk about with that. So stay tuned for that episode coming next week. But hi, guys. I feel like every time I do a solo episode, it is the first time I'm doing a solo podcast, and I kind of forget that it is just me. But I have a lot to say. So as you guys know, I talked about in last episode, we went to Austin, Texas for a country music festival. It was our first time in Texas, our first time going to a music festival. Sean and I have not taken many trips, even though we've been together, I think it'll be 5 years in June. We always go on trips with like friends or family, or go to see friends or family. So this was a trip that was kind of spontaneous in a way. I mean, we planned for it, but it was nice to just get away, the two of us. And it made us realize how much we're both just like, we love being home with our pets. We had a blast, but basically getting there was a struggle. So I guess I'll just hop right in. I'm going to talk about like a little recap, our traveling fiasco, and then I'll go through like the festival. And then I want to talk about like must-have items that I realized for outdoor concerts or festivals in general. And then we'll kind of go from there. So it was Thursday night last week, and we left Southwest Florida and drove over to Miami. We were flying out of Miami. The flights were cheaper. It made us realize, though, it needs to be significantly cheaper for that to be worth it, because we're very blessed that we have a pretty decent airport like close to our house. And so the 2-hour drive wasn't a big deal, but it was just I'll get to it in a second why it was a lot. But so we got in the car, we drove, and as we were driving there, I get a text that our flight was delayed like 30 minutes, so not a big deal. I'm like, okay, whatever, like, just keep going. It is what it is. We had a pet sitter come stay with Lola and Rita for the first time since we lived here. It was a new pet sitter, and so we drove over to the east coast of Florida, got to the airport, parked. The Miami airport is like kind of weirdly set up, in my opinion, with just figuring out where to go. And we don't fly American Airlines very often, and that's who we flew on the way there. And so we're just trying to figure out where to go. And as we're driving, it keeps getting delayed more and more. So we're like, okay, this is kind of frustrating, but we're watching like a flight tracker of the plane that's coming in that we will be boarding, and it hadn't left Tampa yet. And if you guys remember last week, or didn't even know, maybe I only know because all my family lives over there, but the east coast of Florida, particularly Fort Lauderdale, got pounded with rain, like inches upon inches in a very short amount of time. So they closed down the Fort Lauderdale airport. So because of that, I kind of had a feeling that the Miami airport would be a little bit chaotic. And actually on our drive, it took us a much different way than normal, because it was just like kind of a mess over there. So I kind of had a feeling, but I was like, you know what? It is what it is. The flight that we're getting on is coming from Tampa. There really shouldn't be any issues. Like, that's probably delayed just because there's a lot going on. But it was delayed, but we were still getting there. But because we were getting there later, we had to call the hotel and just let them know that like it was going to be really late when we got there. I think we were supposed to land at like 11 p.m. Austin time. And with the delays, we weren't even leaving until like almost 11 p.m. So yeah, it was gonna be a late night getting to the hotel. We wanted to just let them know like, hey, we're still coming. It was just gonna be late. So we did that. We finally get to the airport. We go through security and we're like, okay, well, now we have a lot more time than we had planned, and it's not like we can go home. So like, let's just get dinner. So we get dinner in the airport. It was okay. It wasn't the best, but like, you know, we were still excited. Everything was good. We're like, it's delayed, but it's fine. We'll try and sleep on the plane. Neither Sean or I are good plane sleepers. I can sleep anywhere as long as I can lay down. But obviously on a plane, you cannot do that unless you have the whole row to yourself. So anyways, we didn't have high hopes for that, but we're like, whatever. We don't really need to be up early the next morning because the festival didn't start till Saturday and this was Thursday night into Friday morning. So we're like, we can sleep in and then just explore. It is what it is. It's fine. Then we, like I said, kept getting delayed. Finally, it got delayed till like 12:30 a.m. And we're like, okay, this sucks. But the plane has taken off from Tampa. So we're like, again, the plane is coming. They're announcing at the gate like it's delayed. But everybody just like chill. As soon as the plane gets here, we'll clean and we can board. Like everything's fine. So it's finally like 12:20 in the morning. We're absolutely exhausted, sitting at our gate waiting. And they get on and they're like, okay, we're gonna start boarding in a couple minutes. So I like text Sean. I'm like, hey, they're boarding soon. He was like grabbing a water and a snack and he came over. He's like, okay, cool. We had to push the, we were doing Turo for a rental car. So like you rent someone's actual car. It's kind of like Airbnb, but for cars. Highly recommend because it was a lot cheaper than the rental cars at the airport. However, we like had to meet somewhere else. So I booked it to meet near the hotel. So I was like, okay, tonight we'll just Uber to the airport. We'll sleep and we'll pick up the rental car in the morning near the hotel. And at this point I'm like, okay, that's going to be kind of early now if we're not getting in until 3-4 in the morning. Maybe I should try and push the rental car back. So I try and do that. It doesn't really go through. The driver had to work like later in the day. So she was like, unfortunately, I have to do it this time. I'm like, okay, it's fine. We are getting ready to board, like literally getting up to get in line. And Sean gets a text that says, your flight has been moved to tomorrow at 5 a.m. And he's like, we literally contemplated. We're like, do we put ourselves on the earliest flight the next morning at like 8 a.m., get there a little bit later, but like we can maybe either get a hotel or go to Gabby's and sleep just so that we're not playing this waiting game. And then we were like, you know what? The plane's here, or at least it was at that point it was on their way. And then it got here and we were like, let's just do it. And then we get that text. Everyone at the gate starts booing. I'm like, oh my God. And then like 5 minutes later, it goes to 7 a.m. We're like, what the heck? The guy at the gate gets on and he's like, we're sorry to say, but the crew has reached their legal hour limit and they cannot fly. So the plane cannot go out tonight, basically. And he's like, everyone go to gate 37 or something. It was like very far away. And if you want a meal voucher or accommodations for tonight, like go there. Immediately, everybody starts running there. And Sean and I are like, okay, you know, we could do that, but we're going to be waiting hours. It's already almost 1 a.m. at this point. Like, so I call Gabby. Luckily, she was still awake because her and Justin don't get home from the gym till late. So they were up and I was like, hey, can we come stay at your house? The flight got switched to tomorrow. She's like, absolutely. So we go there and her apartment complex is very tricky when it comes to parking. There's only a few visitor spots. And if you don't park in one of those and you don't have a parking pass, like you're gonna get towed. And so when we pulled in, we saw a tow truck already with a car on it. We're like, great, we have to find a visitor's pass and or visitor spot. And it's like really, really difficult. Let me back up. We had to pay for parking. So we had to pay $25. We were not at the airport that long. And we're like, great, now we're gonna have to pay again for parking. It was just like this whole thing. But I didn't want to Uber from Gabby's because I was like, it's going to be the same price. And then we're going to have the visitor parking issue at her place. So I was like, it's fine. You know, we'll just eat the cost of the parking or try and reach out to American Airlines for the inconvenience and see if there's anything they can do. So we finally get to Gabby's. It's like 1:30 in the morning. We find a spot, but it's not labeled. And Gabby's like, I think it's a visitor, but I don't know. So Sean's like, let me just go walk around the complex, make sure there's no other ones. So he walks around. He doesn't find any more. So we're like, you know what? Screw it, we're gonna park here. Like, let's just manifest that it is gonna be fine. And so we go in. We only got to sleep from 2 to 5, which was really, really rough. We were exhausted. And then we got up. Luckily, our car was still there. I was like walking to my car half asleep, like fully expecting it to be towed and just like us being like, you know what, we're canceling the trip, we're going home. Like, it was that kind of night. So luckily, the car was there in the morning. We packed up, got everything ready, parked again, went through security, all that good stuff, and we finally left. So Needless to say, we were absolutely exhausted, but we did finally take off and we did land in Austin. We had an amazing Uber driver from the airport. He was so nice, had so many good recommendations, took us to the hotel. The hotel was incredible. It was the Courtyard Marriott in like Lakeline area, like a little bit north of Austin, because the festival was in Georgetown, Texas. So we wanted to be like kind of at a good location from Austin, Georgetown, like all the things. So they were amazing. They didn't make us pay for the first night since we weren't there, and they held our room for us, and they were just fantastic. So that was one less stress to deal with. We luckily also did not check our bags. We did carry-ons only. So that was nice because we didn't have to worry about like getting our luggage and like dealing with all of that. So that was good on a positive note. Highly recommend if you can avoid checking a bag. It makes things easier to know that you have your stuff with you. It's kind of a pain at the airport, but like it's really not that big of a deal. So we get to the hotel and we're like, honestly, we need to shower because I literally slept in my clothes that I was going to fly with because I was like, I am not unpacking anything. And then I wore those clothes on the flight. I was like, I am absolutely disgusting. So Sean and I got to the hotel. We unpacked, we got settled, showered, and then we took a fat nap because we were so tired. So we took like a mini nap. I don't even think I fell asleep. I think I was just like kind of laying there, but it is what it is. We relaxed a little bit and then we went and explored downtown Austin, which again, we had never been. I did like a little bit of research the week leading up to the trip as far as like what areas to go to. So we drove to the South Congress or SoCo area, which I highly recommend. Good restaurants, bars, shopping. It's like one long street of just stuff to do. So we did that. We went shopping. Sean got a new wallet from Tecovas. We looked at some boots, you know, just Texas things, just things that you do. At the airport in Austin, while we were waiting for our Uber, I did try some breakfast tacos. Honestly, they were not that great. I think maybe because it was just like a busy airport taco food truck. I mean, the guy said that they were really good at the airport that recommended it, but I would say they were just okay. However, Sean got Salt Lick Barbecue. He got a brisket breakfast burrito and said it was amazing. And then we tried Joe's Coffee, which became like our thing because they had something that was called like an ice turbo. It was like espresso, iced coffee, hazelnut, mocha. I don't even know what it was, but it was very, very good. So I got one of those. And then when we got downtown, I got another one of those because Sean was like, that was super good. And we just got a small one at the airport. Like, let's get another one. So we got that at the Joe's Coffee there. We tried home slice pizza for lunch, which was incredible. It was so good. And then what did we do for dinner? Oh, we did Cooper's Hawk Barbecue. No, not Cooper's Hawk. Cooper's Barbecue. Please hold. I did make a list on my phone. It is Cooper's Barbecue. Yeah, very good. I would recommend that. And then a couple of the bars that we went to the Speakeasy. It's more of a late night place and it was not late night. So I recommend if you're going to go there, go, you know, at night. And then we went to the Yeti Flag Store, which was all right. They had like a little bar. It was just nice outside to walk around and things like that. And then, like I said, we went shopping. So then we were exhausted. We were going to go not out per se, but like we were going to walk around more downtown, go to the Coyote Ugly bar, like check out some other bars. And we were like, do you want to just go home? Like we are exhausted. So we went back to the hotel, put on a movie. And I literally don't even think we made it through the opening credits. We both knocked out, fell asleep. And then the next morning was festival morning. So we got up and we wanted to go get breakfast. And so I went to Bird Biscuit, which was recommended by one of you guys on my Instagram. And let me just say, Sean is obsessed. I thought it was also super good, but like he is obsessed. We got it both days for breakfast. Basically, it's like homemade biscuits with like fried chicken and they have breakfast sandwiches and little like fried biscuit donuts. It was so good. So we got that. I got a sweet tea. Fantastic. And then we went back to the hotel, got all ready. You can see my outfits over on Instagram, but I wore cowboy boots with a t-shirt dress. I did have jean shorts on under and a cowboy hat. And let me just say this day, because it was pretty chilly the day before when we first landed. It was overcast. It was pretty chilly. And then the next day, our Uber driver was like, oh yeah, it's going to be super hot tomorrow. Just so you know, like be prepared. And it was. It was in the 90s. It was very sunny. Luckily, we were well prepared. And I will get into that in a minute of what we brought to the festival because I think we absolutely killed it with preparation when it comes to packing for the festival and like just being prepared. That was in part to Sean. He did a lot of research and really nailed it, but I'll get to those items in a minute. But we got there. It was super exciting. We luckily planned the parking out super well too. Luckily, Sean had done some research and got us a free parking pass at like a nearby high school that was like a mile down the road from where the festival was. And they had free shuttles. So you literally could park for free. You just had to reserve it ahead of time, which we did. And then they gave you a wristband and they shuttled you to the festival, which was super nice. So we did that. We got there and it was just like a playground. There was just like food trucks and this concert stages and vendors and little photo booths. And I don't know, it was just really fun. So many people, everybody that we met was super nice. And yeah, we just walked around from the different stages, listened to some artists. And okay, let me think. My favorite artists from day one. So the headliner was Zach Bryan. He was obviously amazing, but that was at night. We saw Nico Moon, which was, he was so good. I really, really enjoyed his show and his music. And I didn't realize how many songs he wrote for other people too. He sang like a couple of those, which was really cool. We saw Uncle Cracker, which honestly, he sang too much of his new stuff that like nobody knows. Like he should have just stuck to the classics, but he was okay. Who else did we see on day one? T-Pain, which was like so random, but he was pretty good. I've seen him before and I don't know. I don't really have anything else to say about that. I think he was better the first time I saw him, but it is what it is. He still put on a decent show. And then who else was day one? Let me look it up for you guys because I already forget. It was, Charles Wesley Godwin. He was super good as well. And I think that's all I really remember from like the first day. We saw Ben Burgess. He was in my opinion not that great, but it was still like so fun. It was a great show. And then I was like, okay, I see all these people with these tote bags, and I saw ahead of time that they were gonna have them at like the merch tent for the festival, and I was like, I'm obsessed with the design on that. I really want one. And I was also carrying, like, we brought empty water bottles to fill up because they had free water stations. I had like a jacket for later in the evening because I knew when the sun went down that I would be pretty chilly. But like I was kind of carrying a lot of stuff. So I was like, ooh, that tote bag would be nice because I can put all of this in there as well. And so we waited in line like 35 minutes in this hot sun. We get to the front and they're sold out of all the bags. I was like, you have got to be kidding me. But Sean and I each got a t-shirt and then he got a sticker for his truck. Super overpriced, as concert merch always is, but I'm just so sad. I wanted that tote bag so bad, but you know, it is what it is. The t-shirt I got is really cute, so I'm excited about that at least, but that was just kind of like a bummer. And then after the show, Zach Bryan did an encore. Like his show was just so good, and we literally sprinted when the fireworks were going off to the shuttle line because we're like, we do not want to have to wait. And it was great. We were like one of the first people on the shuttle. We got back to our car. My feet kind of did hurt it by the end of the day, just from like standing literally all day long. But it really wasn't that bad. So we got back to our room and again, immediately zonked out. So tired. And then, food. Let's talk festival food. The first day I had a beef gyro or gyro, whatever, however you pronounce it, the correct way or the incorrect but more simple way to pronounce it. And then I had an acai bowl and Sean got a barbecue brisket sandwich. And then I think that's all we ate at the festival the first day. And then when we got back to the room, I had Easy Mac and he had leftover biscuits, I think, from Bird. So that was the first night. Then the next day we woke up, got Bird biscuit again, and then we tried Summer Moon coffee. I had a blueberry crisp ice latte. It was also very good. Again, went back to the hotel, got ready for the festival. This day it was a little chillier, so I wore the black star, if you see my pictures, leather jacket, jean shorts, my short cowboy boots, and my Giddy Up tank top from Princess Polly, and then my Bass Pro baseball hat. Again, it was a little bit chillier, so the jacket came in clutch. And when the sun came out, it did warm up a little bit, but it was a pretty, like, crazy swing of weather with the 3 days that we were there. So, I just remembered. I'm so sorry. This is all over the place. The first day we were exploring Austin, and there's this bridge that all these bats, like around sunset, like fly out under the bridge, and you can see them like in a giant group fly out. So we like just happened to walk by when people were waiting for that. And I don't know if it even ended up happening that night, but we waited for like 20 minutes and then we're like, do you want to just go get dinner? Because we just didn't see them. But I hear it's really cool. Anyways, so back to the festival day two. We were a little bit more experienced this day. We went a little bit later, probably like an hour later. I would say the first day we got there, one. The second day was more like two. And we saw, let me see, who was the second day? Tyler Childers was the headliner. We saw Diplo. We were like front row for Diplo, which was so cool. Paul Cauthen. Sean loves him. And that was just like an interesting concert. Priscilla Block, Hayley Witters, Blanco Brown. I think that's all we watched the second day. There were a lot more people, but that's what we ended up watching for the most part. And then I saw Heather Martin from The Bachelor. She was on Colton's season. And I looked at Sean. I was like, wait, how do we know who that is? And he was like, that's the girl from The Bachelor. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's Heather. And he was like, yes, from Colton's season. It was so funny that like he even remembered who she was, because we haven't watched The Bachelor in a while. So it was just like the fact that he usually doesn't remember very much stuff like that, like from shows and stuff. So that was really funny. But we met her. She was so nice. And we like got a picture with her. We were chatting with her. All of the things. What else did we do? We got our picture taken in a photo booth. We walked around to the vendors and things like that. And then the second day we had, Sean had like loaded, I think it was beef brisket again, loaded fries. I got a burger. Is that all we had the second day? And French fries maybe. And yeah, it was great. We were like pretty well versed with like the setup of everything. So we had places we wanted to set up our chairs and we knew kind of like how everything went from the first day. So pretty smooth. And then again, we saw Tyler Childers, which I'm kind of disappointed. He was fantastic, but he didn't sing, and he's known for this. He didn't sing a lot of his most popular songs and the songs that I like the most. So that was like kind of a bummer. It is what it is. Like that's, he's the artist. He can choose whatever he wants. But like that was kind of sad to me personally. But the songs that he did sing, you know, were good. They were great. People were a little bit more rowdy the second night. Maybe it was just like the crowd we were standing around, but it was a lot of like wild young 20-year-olds, maybe not even like high school kids. I don't know. They were pretty rowdy. But again, at the same time, at the end, we ran and made it to the shuttle pretty early. From what I heard the second day, people the first night were like kind of stranded there if they didn't do the park and ride system from where we did for the shuttle. People were walking in with us and they were like, yeah, we waited like 3 hours and we weren't able to get an Uber. We ended up walking like 4 miles to like a Sonic nearby and the Uber cost us $250. Like it was just absolutely wild, the stories I was hearing from people. So I'm so glad we did what we did, and we had a rental car and we did the park and ride and we had the hotel that wasn't in downtown. Like it was honestly great. So I'm really grateful that that was like planned out perfectly. And then we went home after that. Like the next day we went back, slept, we returned the rental car, we walked to IHOP and packed and then went home. So pretty straightforward day, and we had barbecue at the airport again and then we drove home. So it really wasn't that bad, but it just like the week, it wasn't even a week, it was literally like 4 days. It felt like a week, but now I'm back home in my happy place, ready to relax and pack for my trip this weekend. But before I get into that, why don't I talk about my favorite, because I haven't even gone there. We're 24 minutes in. I haven't even told you guys my favorite. My favorite is the show Succession. Now, I watched this a long time ago when it first came out on HBO. Loved it. And then it took them a while to come out with a new season. And now that they did, I'm like, great, I forgot everything. So as I always do, I started from the beginning. I'm now on season 3 again for the second time. And I'm going to start season 4 here soon. But I just forgot how wild the show is. And it's not typically a show that I would watch like by myself. But I'm just hooked on it now, and I just think it's really good. So if you haven't watched it, I tried to get Sean into it. He didn't like it. He only watched like 20 minutes of the first episode, and he was like, eh, I don't want to watch this. So I'm watching by myself, but I recommend if you haven't seen it. Anyways, back to the festival stuff and my life updates and things like that. Festival must-have items, personally. So the bag rule was, it didn't have to be a clear bag, but if it was bigger than like one pocket and a certain amount of, I think it was just like so many inches, they wanted it to be clear. So I got a clear fanny pack from Temu. It was super affordable, and it was actually great because I could see like what pocket everything was in. I packed portable chargers, which I highly recommend. To be honest, I did not have service at the festival, so I wasn't even on my phone, so we really didn't even use the portable chargers. But, you know, if you're taking videos and pictures a lot, I recommend. We got these chairs from Amazon. Did I link them on my story? If not, like, DM me if I don't link them on our podcast page. But they were like $50 for both of them, I think, and they were incredible. Sean actually just hooked them to his fanny pack, and they come in like a little carrying case. They fold up nicely. They're easy to put up and take down, and they were fantastic for the festival. Can't recommend enough. They're just great little travel chairs. We were able to pack them in our carry-on, like, incredible. We brought face 10 cards to play like in between acts if we were just like hanging out. And I highly recommend, if you can sync your credit card to the wristband, if you're going to a concert or festival that has like a chipped wristband, I recommend doing that, because then you don't have to carry cash the festival didn't even take cash, but or a card, because it's just one less thing to lose. We didn't have any experience with people trying to steal stuff, but I've heard at other festivals that that's the case. So we also had to bring our ID for any alcoholic drinks, and it was just nice to only have that one thing to keep track of personally. Travel Tylenol in case you have a headache or any aches and pains, etc. Band-Aids for any blisters, chapstick, hand sanitizer, and wet wipes. Honestly, that is what we brought, and that was all that we needed. We had everything we needed. I felt so prepared. It was so nice. And then that's pretty much it. We traveled home. Like I said, I worked this week. I'm feeling a little bit off. I'm like craving a summer break. But unfortunately, I don't get a summer break this year, so that's kind of sad. But, you know, it is what it is. I am going to try and soak up the sun whenever I can, which, you know, living in Florida, I'm very lucky that I can now do that. But, you know, just feeling like off. Also, I'm like chronically tired lately. I think because I was off my fitness routine, I'm feeling like a little bit of struggle in the motivation department, because we took, you know, those couple days off and traveled and things like that. So I'm trying to get back into it, because I remember like how good it makes me feel when I'm regularly going. And I think I need to go to bed earlier so I can wake up earlier, and that will help with my energy levels for sure. And then this weekend, I actually just packed. I am traveling to upstate New York for my bestie's bridal shower. I'm maid of honor, and this is the first wedding event so far for her. So I am really excited to see her and her family and friends, and, you know, just celebrate the bride. And it's going to be a little chilly, so I'm like trying to figure out how to pack for that. I like forget to pack, how to pack for Northeast spring / still cold and rainy weather. So I still kind of have to figure that out, but I'm also going to color my hair tonight because it's grown out quite a bit, which is a good sign. It means that I am doing the right thing. But because of that, I'm just going to color it again tonight. But that's pretty much it. Sean's at work, which I'm sad I won't be able to see him because I fly out super early in the morning. Luckily, I don't have to drive 2 hours to the airport though, so that'll be nice. And then I am meeting up with one of my other best friends, and my layover is her airport in Baltimore, so she'll be on my second flight both ways, which is really, really nice. So that is what's happening. Okay, before we end this episode, I wanted to briefly touch on Coachella and all of the things that I saw. I did not attend Coachella. It was the same weekend as the festival that I went to, but as you know, love the gram, love seeing people's outfits on Instagram and catching up with people that did go. And I will say, from my own personal opinion, I thought the lineup was so weak. I personally would not have gone. I've never gone, but like, in years past, I'm like, oh, I could see how that could be worth it. Like, there's a lot of people I'd like to see in concert there. I think, you know, there's a lot going on. This year, I felt like it kind of fell flat for me. Like, I wasn't a fan of the lineup. I heard about the whole drama with Frank Ocean and things like that, and now he's not going to the second weekend. And I'm not going to lie, I wasn't that impressed with the outfits that I saw, you guys. Don't come for me. Not all of them. There were some cute ones, but I just was not that impressed. However, what I was impressed with is the influencer houses and the brands that, like, set up these little, like, villas for people. And I thought that they absolutely killed it. UGG. The UGG house had a lot of influencers at it, and it looked like it was really well put together and had a lot of cool stuff at it. The Sol de Janeiro house with Table Rock, that looked incredible. Let's see, what other brands did I see? The Poosh Party, they had like John Boy tattooing people there. A lot of the Vanderpump people were there. That looked really cool. I didn't see a lot from Revolve Festival this year, like at all, or the Revolve people that went at all. I don't know if it's because of the whole scandal that happened last year at Coachella and people saying like it was a nightmare, but I really didn't see that much. And yeah, I don't know. It was kind of meh for me. However, the Stagecoach lineup looks really, really good. So I do wish I could go to that, but we'll see. I'm excited to see the outfits for that at least, but I don't know. I like the idea of going to a music festival that's a little bit smaller, like the one we went to. I feel like it was the perfect size and it wasn't too overwhelming. I feel like Coachella would overwhelm me a lot, and it's like in the middle of nowhere and there's so many people. It would be cool to camp. I know Coachella has the option to like camp on the grounds, which that would be really, really neat. But yeah, I think that might be a bit too much for me personally. I also wonder how long it's going to go on. I feel like it's kind of on the decline. I don't know. Like I said, I've never been personally, so I'm just talking from what I see online. But I feel like it used to be so much bigger and so many people didn't go this year. And the, like I said, the lineup did not impress me that much. So I don't know. I'm interested to see if the second weekend brings any new opinions to my mind. But that is what I saw there. It was also Tortuga Music Festival, and a lot of the artists at our festival on Saturday flew into Tortuga on Sunday, which was kind of cool because we had a lot of friends. That took place in Fort Lauderdale, so we had a lot of friends at that. So it was kind of neat to be like, hey, we saw this person. Like, you should try and see them on Sunday at Tortuga because they were great. But I think next year we might try and do that one just because it's a little bit closer. It's on the beach. Seems fun. A lot of our friends went this year. But we were already looking at, there's like a couple other smaller festivals in Florida that we think would be really cool to go to. So stay tuned to see if we end up doing that. But overall, I feel like that's all I got for you for life updates and festival recap. It's almost 9 p.m. and I'm a tired gal. And like I said, I have to be up really early for my flight. So I think I'm going to go color my hair quick and go to bed. So it's a little bit on the shorter side this week, but you guys are probably sick of listening to me ramble anyways. So thank you so much for listening to this episode of Outgoing Without Going Out. As always, send us a DM on Outgoing Podcast Instagram if you have any questions or comments. And I will talk to you guys very soon. Enjoy next week's episode and I'll see you guys later. Bye.